The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 201, The Gamble.
Oh, that stung. Oh, great. I just got this flight jacket.
Gabby, are you all right?
I'll live. You better check on the Bella of the Ball.
I think we need to get this jacket off you and take a look at your shoulder.
I can do this. I only stunned her. Get over there before she comes to.
Captain Tam, we're going to need your medical expertise in Hangar Delta.
On my way.
Tell her to meet me in the Mercury sick bay.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure. There's nothing here in the way of medical supplies. I can still ride the scout bike.
Captain Tam, Gabby is insisting you meet her in the Mercury sick bay.
It's Gabby. Is she all right?
I got this. Cap, she just grazed me. I need a Band-Aid and a smiley face sticker, please.
You'd say that if your arm had been shot off. How about Bella?
She'll be fine as soon as she wakes up. I'll meet you in sick bay.
I'm on my way.
Nate, did you copy all of that?
I'm getting sick bay prepared now. We'll be ready for her.
Major Dropo, we have a prisoner to escort back to Boulderbar. What are the IDF regulations on that?
You'll get credit for the bounty, but regulations stipulate that we transport her to Boulderbar prison. However, we'll have to make room for her.
Bring the bat to the Mercury. We'll take Captain Tam back on the Mercury, and you can take Bella.
Sounds like a plan to me. See you shortly.
Joe Mac, how's your ship? Is there much damage?
One engine is pretty damaged. Other than that, she looks to be in pretty good shape.
I still find it hard to believe that you shut down your own ship.
Look, I was tired of chasing her around the galaxy. I felt like it was the only thing I could do. With Liam at the helm, I was confident that it would land mostly intact.
Speaking of Liam, has he been secured?
He's right here with me. What are your plans for him?
On the one hand, he's guilty of aiding and abetting an enemy of the IDF. On the other hand, he was coerced into it by Bella. Since it was your ship, I'm leaving it up to you if you want to press charges or not.
Up front, I wanted to wring his flaming neck. But after talking it over with him, I'm having second thoughts.
Well, then let me know before we depart.
Oh, my head.
All right, Bella, wake up. I have some jewelry for you.
What? Handcuffs? So, you want to play a little rough?
After what you put us through, you're lucky I'm not tying you up and gagging you.
As delightful as that sounds, Jaffra, I think I'll pass on that. And like I said, I didn't steal anyone's ship. I borrowed it.
Where is he?
Liam? I'm not sure. I think he's still on the Canberra.
This is not the time to be playing games, Bella. Tell us where Zokar is, and we can make it easier for you when you go to trial.
Trial? For what?
Well, let's see. You disabled a couple of people to steal, not borrow, Joe Mac's ship. You aided in the escape of a major felon from the Lunar Prison. You violated about every regulation in flight operations, and I can go on and on.
Please do. I'm finding this quite amazing.
We'll see how amused you are when you're sitting in an IDF prison.
Where's Gabby? I know I hit her.
Attempted murder. There's another charge we can add. You only grazed her. She's on her way to sick bay.
Too bad. I was hoping for a little more damage.
What did you do with Wi-Fi? We know what kind of condition he was in, so he's either dead or hospitalized somewhere.
He's where you can't get to him, but don't worry. He'll be back bigger and better than ever. Then all of you will be sorry.
Get in.
Get your hands off of me, you pig!
In you go. Got a little extra insurance here. There. I wouldn't recommend jumping out since you're now cuffed to the scout. I can drive a lot faster than you can run.
Are you trying to impress me?
That, Bella, is the last thing on my mind.
I don't know, Tony. Jameson could very well be the man who walked into that hospital, which means we're chasing a decoy.
I'm confident he would have given us some sort of signal if it was him.
They're taking a right by the courthouse. It's that big salmon-colored building.
Yes, I'm familiar with it. He seems to be headed towards the university.
The buildings are certainly colourful.
Yes. It's a very beautiful city. Too bad it will soon be in ruins.
Ruins? What makes you say that?
Just the political climate in this part of the world. Any time you go to an old USSR satellite country, there is tension. Here in Ukraine, it's turned into a war. Given the history of the Soviets, they won't stop until they have what they want.
Let's hope cooler heads prevail.
They're turning right on some boulevard.
That runs along the northern border of the Botanical Gardens and the National University.
Yes, I can see an arboretum off to the right here. Is this park very big?
We'll follow it for about 650 metres. It's a very beautiful park. I come here quite often.
Would this be a possible meeting place for Jameson?
It's quite open and very public. There is, however, a subway station there. It goes east across the river all the way to the east edge of Kyiv.
Well, let's hope he doesn't get on the subway. It would be difficult to keep up with him.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. He's at the big cathedral on the left, which is past the subway station.
I should have followed the person going into the hospital just in case he was Jameson.
I still think it highly unlikely. I'm sure he would have given us some sort of signal if it was him. We've committed ourselves to following this cab.
Then I hope we're not wasting an entire afternoon chasing a decoy.
The cab's turning left, so get in the left lane. It looks like a big intersection, something like Volodymyrska Street.
It's hard to pronounce, but it is considered to be the oldest continuously inhabited street in Europe. It's the heart of the educational, governmental and cultural centres in Kyiv. And I must say I am getting concerned now.
Why is that?
Less than 2 kilometres ahead is the British Embassy.
I doubt seriously that his handlers would be taking him to our embassy. In fact, it would be the last place they would go.
Unless they are hiding in the open.
They're pulling over. Looks like a coffee shop. The address looks like maybe 49A?
I know right where they're going. The Fandom Coffee Bar. It has the best espresso in Kyiv.
Do you think this is where Jameson transfers again?
Pull over here. Our best hope is that they're going for some coffee.
One person is getting out.
It's not Jameson.
The tracker says he's still in the car.
And it's like I told you. They could have easily taken it off Jameson and sent him into that hospital. Which means we're following the tracker and not Jameson.
It's the director. Yes, director.
I wanted to update you on what we're doing on this end.
Very good, sir.
We've been able to identify a possible location for Jameson's mother. A partial skyline was visible through the window next to his mother in the photo they sent as proof of her capture. The photo was on Jameson's laptop.
You were able to get a fix on just one reference point?
No, that gave us only one axis. We could only get a general idea of the distance from the skyline by its size. However, based on the architecture of the window, baseboards and floor, we had a general idea of the age of the building.
That's quite remarkable. Were you able to locate the building?
No, we had 3 candidates. It turned out to be a condemned warehouse, so we're getting ready to move in on them. Jameson.
We are following the cab. It seems they've stopped for coffee. Curious enough, we're on a street that leads to our embassy.
That is strange. My suggestion is to carry on with your plan. Hopefully Jameson will lead us right to our spy.
I agree. I just wish there was some way I could get this news to him. It would certainly ease his mind.
I'm sure it would. Jameson is a well-trained operative. I'm sure he's dealing with it. I'll contact you as soon as we've secured his mother.
Very good, sir. I'll be awaiting your call.
Good news, I take it?
Yes. The agency has closed in on the possible location of Jameson's mother.
Oh, that's wonderful. Jameson's going to be so relieved to hear that. That is, if we ever get to tell him. Here, Agent Simon, take the camera. I've got a nice telephoto lens on it. Let's see if we can get a good picture of whoever went in there.
I say, 35 millimeter. Going old school, are we?
I prefer film over digital, especially when zooming in.
I'll be ready. If they ever come out.
So are you ready for this blast from the past?
I gotta tell you, it does feel a little weird.
So you were here for training twice?
Well, not only that, but this was my last duty station before I retired. I was an instructor here. I imagine everyone I knew had retired by now.
Or died.
Gee, thanks. I know I'm old. All right, the library is right down the hall here on the right. Yeah, you have your visitor's passes displayed?
Yep, me too.
It's right up here.
Jim Barnes?
Yes, Mr. Thornton.
Please, call me David.
David, these are my assistants, Kelly and Lenora.
Ladies, pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Hey.
If all of you could follow me across the hall here, we'll have a little more privacy.
Wow. I remember this classroom. I taught BTMS here.
That sounds weird. What sort of class was that?
BTMS, that's the Battalion Training Management System. It was developed to make best use of training time. Like, you know, if I took your company to the firing range instead of most of the company sitting around in the bleachers twiddling their thumbs waiting to shoot, you'd give them some class, like the assembly and disassembly of an M16. You offer a pretest, and if they pass, you don't have to take the training.
Interesting.
What would really be interesting is if they would let you go to another range and shoot something.
Here we go. We can sit here.
Well, we want to thank you for sitting down with us and discussing this old case.
When your Mr. Pierman contacted me, I was more than happy to help.
Were you there that night?
No, I was a court-appointed civilian lawyer for Scarlett. She brought a lawsuit against Colonel Korski and the United States Army.
So you were privy to the evidence?
Yes, the majority of which was labeled inadmissible.
Why? Was it classified?
I didn't see anything that was marked classified. It was evidence that was supposedly gathered incorrectly.
Incorrectly as in sloppy police work?
Yes, sloppy military police work.
Like what?
As you know, it was snowing that evening, so tire marks would have been easy to distinguish. It was late at night, and there was a lot of fresh snow on the ground.
So what was the problem?
A convoy was scheduled to roll through shortly. MP cruisers arriving at the scene disturbed some of the tracks. They supposedly took pictures. They worked quickly to remove Colonel Korski's car. The Jernigan's car was knocked off the road.
And of course the wrecker pretty much destroyed the tracks.
Plus it appears that Korski backed up, got in the proper lane, and drove just past the wreck.
So why weren't the photos good enough?
Korski's lawyer established that the MP who took the photos had been charged with possession and was given an Article 15.
And of course they insisted that he was untrustworthy and couldn't be relied upon.
Yes, they maintained that he had a grudge against officers and could very well have doctored the photos to incriminate Korski.
I think that's a stretch, but I have worked similar cases.
So what do you have that could help us?
A field sobriety test was never done. I interviewed witnesses that said they saw Korski drinking at a function right before the accident.
And of course he claimed it was just soda.
What was the reasoning for not being tested? It seems like that would be standard procedure.
It was Korski who reported the accident. He claimed he had come upon the accident and was trying to help.
Wasn't there any damage to the vehicle?
Very minor damage. Our best guess was that he crossed into their lane and they swerved to miss him. Lost control of their vehicle, struck a curb, and rolled it. He claimed that the minor damage was old.
And they bought it?
That was a red flag for us. So we were able to get a scraping from Korski's car.
Legally?
Technically.
Oh yeah, gotcha. Go on.
We had the paint analyzed, and it was a match to the year, mark, and model of the Jernigan's car.
So he did hit the car?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, but without a proper warrant, this too is inadmissible evidence. I'm sure his car is long gone.
Yes, and even if we could find it, shortly after the accident, he had body work done and a paint job.
Oh, well, no witnesses, no physical evidence, an old case. Yeah, this should be a piece of cake.
Hold still.
Oh, hey, what are you cleaning that with, sandpaper?
You're lucky it's more of an abrasion than a penetrating wound.
Yeah, Cap. I feel real lucky that Bella shot me.
All right, there you go. We'll change the dressing tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
Where are you going?
To the brig to see my favorite person.
Gabby, don't do anything stupid. She's going to jail. That should be enough.
Don't worry. You won't have to do any more nursing today.
Well, hello, sweetie darling. I see you're none of the worse.
Don't you sweetie darling me. You tried to kill me.
Sweetie, if I was trying to kill you, you wouldn't be walking in here. Look at you. You look absolutely fabulous.
My laser was set to stun. Yours was set to kill. Why?
I only wanted to wing you, which I did. I needed just enough time to get away. I suppose in hindsight I should have stunned you.
Hindsight? Talk about appropriate terminology. So tell me, where is he?
I take it you're talking about Lord Zokar.
No, your boyfriend, Santa Claus.
I don't know him, but he sounds rich.
Look, we know you did something with Wi-Fi. He was in no condition to travel. I doubt if he even survived whatever it is Dr. D did to him.
He's fine, sweetie. So don't worry your pretty little head. When it's time, he'll regain control of rage and your troubles will just be getting started.
No, Bella. Your troubles are just getting started. Maybe you'd like to take a little stroll outside halfway to Boldabar.
I see there's a waiting line for Bella.
Well, well, if it isn't the little man with the big mouth. Did you miss me too?
For the record, I didn't miss ya. I scored a direct hit. Hey, did you find out anything?
Yeah, she's as obnoxious as ever. I'm going back to the bridge. Enjoy your bonding time.
Don't go away, Mad Darling. Just go away.
Oh, my, how original.
I have a good mind to do what Gabby said and let you take a walk in deep space.
Why, Joe Mac, I expected that from her, but from you?
Well, you hijacked me ship and almost killed me back in Newmarket.
Like I told the motormouth who just left, if I wanted to kill you, you wouldn't be here. So, how's our favorite little pilot, Liam?
I don't blame him too much for what he did. You lied to him and he believed you. He got me ship safely down.
Joe Mac, I can't believe you shot us down.
I did, and for the record, I didn't shoot you down. I merely disabled an engine.
Ha! Oh, that's beautiful. Joe Mac shot down his own ship. That could not be written any better.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but it was written better. The Canberra landed safely, and you're sitting in the Mercury's brig. I kinda like that ending.
Ending? You think this is over? It's not over by a long shot. All of you will be on your knees before me when Lord Zokar is once again the Supreme Master. Long live rage!
So how was Bella?
Bella is enjoying herself being Bella.
Were you able to get any information out of her?
No. She's totally lost in some sort of fantasy. She claims Wi-Fi is well and safely secured somewhere and will soon regain his power as the leader of rage.
So she really does live in fantasy land. Where's Joe Mac?
I suppose he wanted to have a few words with her. It's a waste of time. Where's Marco?
He's on the Canberra with Liam. I believe they're doing a systems check.
So all's forgiven? Just like that?
I don't think all is forgiven. The situation calls for all hands on deck if Jomak ever wants to get his ship back.
I know how he feels. If he thinks it's going to be a quick turnaround, he's got another thing coming.
What's the latest you have on the Ulysses?
Nothing's been done. They're still awaiting parts.
Didn't that maintenance guy back on Boldabar say that waiting for parts should be the IDF's motto?
Yeah, and I think he's right.
Well, I see we all made it to the same place in one piece.
There he is. Glad to see you're back to flying a bat.
That assignment as a detective was pretty interesting. But I'm just not cut out to fly a desk.
So you got to work with Kate. How's she doing?
A lot better than the last time you saw her.
Well, I hope so. Last time I saw her, she took the business end of a proton torpedo. I didn't expect her to make it.
She recovered nicely. So where's my prisoners?
We think for right now it's going to be just prisoner and not prisoners. There's no official warrant out for Liam. I think Jomak and Marco are working out the details with him. Marco and Liam are on the Canberra, and Jomak is visiting Bella in the brig.
Sounds good. I'm going back there to escort her to the bat. Captain Tam, it's a real pleasure flying with you.
Same here. Take care of our package.
As much trouble as she gave us, you can count on it.
Were you able to send that photo to the director?
Yes. You got a good clear shot of his face. Whoever that is, we should know shortly.
We've got bigger problems than finding that guy's identity. We're only a few blocks from the British Embassy.
Maybe Jameson's next contact's from the Embassy.
Makes sense. That's most likely where the mole is. Let's hope they don't go into the Embassy.
Well, that's not going to happen. I'm sure they're on alert to look out for Jameson. Unless Cage put out a new directive.
Everything is the same. If he's seen, he is to be apprehended.
They're pulling over. Looks like they're only about a block from the Embassy.
They must feel very confident to be this close. I'm going to pull over to the opposite side here. We should be able to see them when they get out.
They've stopped. According to the tracker, Jameson's getting out.
I can see him through the telephoto lens. He looks a little concerned. There are two other men with him.
I say we let them go in and then follow them.
I can't tell if the men are armed.
This is Ukraine. There's a war. Everybody is armed. Let's go.
That other man didn't look like Anton. So we know there are at least three involved. Four if you count the guy at the hospital. I suggest we mute our phones in case the director calls back.
Excellent idea.
I'll lead the way. Can you determine elevation on your tracker?
Yes. They stopped on the second floor on the southeast side.
Follow me. Everyone ready? On three, I'll break right. Simon, you go left. Kate, stay in the middle. One, two, three. Get down on the floor.
On the floor. Let me see your hands. Interlock your fingers behind your head.
Jameson, are you all right?
Yeah, but me mum. They're going to hurt me mum now.
Don't worry. Director Cage has found your mother. She'll be safe.
Thank God for that.
I said, put your hands behind your head. I don't think these guys understand me.
Dale, you speak Ukrainian, tell them.
I'm very sorry, Simon. But the name is Dmitry.
Is Dale now Dmitry the Mole? What will happen to our three IDF agents? Will Janko get Bella back to prison? And what additional information will the Korsky team develop? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Turnabout.